Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Captain, I brought the revised roll call for you.
Oh, thank you very much. Okay, this is looking much, much better. All right, roll call. Crew, everyone here? Well, we're going to find out after this roll call. Robert.
Here.
Captain, here. Worf.
Yeah, I'm here.
Thank you. Beatrice? All right, and Al.
Yeah!
Perfect. Oh, sorry. Umbrella stand.
What?
Called in sick. Okay, so, and now that everybody is here, we got a nice tight ship, we're ready to start the day. Barf, you, give us a rundown on today's agenda.
Well, I have a secret project planned.
Do you care to share with the rest of the team what that project is?
Oh, I'm sorry, Captain. Point of order. Who's taking minutes?
Oh, I just kind of assumed that Al would be taking minutes.
I've been taking the minutes and the seconds, and if it comes to it, I will take the hour.
No, I don't know if you understand. Al, we mean like a transcript of everything everyone is saying.
Sure, yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
Put the truth off of my mouth.
I don't know what she said. Can you read back what our prisoner said? Al?
Read it back from what?
Can you take the tape off my mouth?
I can't understand what she's saying.
Well, you're supposed to be transcribing what she's saying.
Oh, but I don't... Okay. I don't really speak tape on the mouth. So if we took the tape off of the mouth, then I could translate better.
Can you take the tape off my mouth?
Is she hungry? Is that what she's saying?
No!
I mean, why don't we take the tape off of her mouth?
Which I don't know.
I've been pitching for a long time.
I feel comfortable with that, though. I think we should keep the tape on. I would personally feel more comfortable with that.
I don't think Beatrice is our
enemy. Oh, hold on. I heard something. What did you just say?
No.
Al, read that back to me.
It's not a good word.
Oh, my God. Don't take the tape off my mouth.
It's a swear.
Oh, we're swearing right now?
There was a swear. I'm not going to say it.
Okay, I'm taking the tape off of her mouth.
Oh, all right. We'll put it to a vote.
No,
all
I'm there. Oh, I've taken it off.
I abstain.
Thank you.
I vote no.
I just wanted to say that Alberta 2.0 is programmed to take notes whenever he hears a roll call.
I've been taking notes.
Long. He's very efficient.
I still don't know if we should have installed a second AI in this base that we don't really know that well. Though, good note-taking. Whoa, look at that transcript.
Okay. Yep. Look, This whole roll call, take the minutes, discuss the agenda for the day thing is absolute nonsense. All right?
Sorry, that was Bob that slapped you, not me.
Yeah, great. You three obviously have something you need to work out.
Wait.
Us three meaning who?
You, Captain. You, Robert. You, Beatrice. There's obviously a whole lot going on there. Everyone's tying each other up, pulling guns. You know, you're not in a good place as far as working together goes,
well,
right?
I'm just trying to keep it professional here.
I find it very rude that you've come into my base and have privately taken... Oh, do you want to go there?
None of this matters!
Oh, God, you didn't remember.
Okay.
Look, I don't know if I need to point it out to you guys, but we're fine here. There's no threat here.
Well, I wouldn't say there's no threat.
Well, then, I mean, please enlighten us, because from where I can see, the only problem that we have is that we're not getting along. And I think you guys need to sort it out, and I am going to go and work on my thing until you do.
She shot you.
You shot me?
Yeah, you shot us.
Yeah, I know, but
that was further back in time.
Still mean you
yeah,
shot us.
Look.
I'm saying more immediately. Beatrice, first of all, abducted all of us,
wow.
Right? Took us at gunpoint to a base we didn't know existed.
Why are you making that face? You know you didn't.
She whacked us with her gun. Yeah. She shot you just a few days ago.
But she's also, like, clearly traumatized.
And she's never told us what she did with Beatrice.
So this is what I'm saying. You want to be angry until you understand everything? Well, then go ahead. You guys stay in this room, be angry, understand everything. I'm going outside. Come on, Al.
Al can't leave.
I meant figuratively. I have my communicator.
Whew.
Well, I don't know. I feel like we should... There's nothing really to talk about
here. No, I mean, of course there's nothing to talk about. Would say that.
I think there's a couple things, Captain. I think, you know, we are missing a member of the crew.
Ugh.
Okay, sure, we are missing a member. And we've been missing that member for quite a while, so it might be time to assume that that member is no longer with us.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
It's very dangerous out there, Robert and Bob, sorry. And I fear that maybe left to... just her own devices that we may have lost.
Do you see how manipulative she is?
I'm just trying to be realistic.
Okay, she's trying to get you not to look for Beatrice.
No,
Beatrice
no, that is not
an
that
you probably shouldn't know.
You're right, and who here abducted Beatrice?
Well, I at least have my reasons, and I'm willing to put them on the table.
The table's right there, right between the three of us.
I'm not going to do it without any sort of validation from another member of this party to take on their own mistakes.
I think she's talking to you, Bob.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. There's a protocol for this, Miss Brass, and you probably know it well.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you really going to do that? There's like five of us here if you include the robot.
Captain, I believe this would be a moment where you could... court-martial, Miss Brass.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
We could initiate a trial.
Right. Court-martialing. I definitely studied that.
Court-martial me all you want. You'll never find Beatrix.
Miss Brass, you hereby declare you a marshal of the court, and you will have to marshal that court and stand jury in that court to be seen if you are guilty of your crimes. Ooh.
Security protocols activated, locking down the base until final verdict is reached.
I think that's only fair.
But I think Barty was outside.
Oh.
Doors closing.
Oh.
Not gonna open them up until I'm told to by the law.
Guess who's the law in this base? It's me. I'm the law. I'm the law in this base.
No, you've been court-martialed. You can't be the law.
Well, you've court-martialed me, but you're in my base.
Well, this can't take long, right, Captain? Caught her red-handed.
I'm sure it won't take long.
Okay, well, you've got two very biased people on this trial committee, apparently. One of them I will not allow to be a judge, because if she alone is my judge and juror, then what's the point of me telling you anything anyway?
We do need an impartial judge.
I'm very impartial.
Okay. Sure, because you don't remember what happened, yet you remember how you feel about me.
Why did you wink at me when you said that? I don't. I don't remember a thing.
I understand, but actually, Miss Brass shouldn't be the one saying this. I think Miss Brass needs representation by the protocols. So,
I guess that's fair.
I am entitled.
You're entitled to representation.
Alberta 2.0, who do we have in the pods that could represent Miss Brass?
Oh, like backups or freshies?
Well, I'm looking for someone that has some legal training. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to be maybe a full lawyer or anything. Maybe someone that could be a student. Someone that would be impartial. So someone who hasn't been awake during this period.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah. A baby?
We probably need someone a little older.
Young, impartial. Babies don't judge nothing because they're babies.
I have no objection to that.
I think
that.
We already have a couple of babies in this room, though. You know what I mean?
So I believe Miss Brass doesn't have an objection either. Okay.
One baby judge coming up.
That's going to take a while to grow.
So if that's your representation, we now need a judge. Mm. Someone to preside over the matter.
I'd be more than happy to be a judge.
No.
I think it's only fair for the captain to be the judge.
You know, I actually have an idea. It's much as it pains me. I think it's important that we have a rotating judge panel.
Rotating judge panel?
Well, then you get to do your judgment as you see fit. Bartholomew gets to be a judge. Al gets to be a judge. Bob gets to be a judge. I'm sorry, Robert. Well, yeah. And maybe at one point I can judge myself. But well, I'm not the only one on trial here.
Who else is on trial here?
Oh, yeah.
All of you.
What?
Did you like my storm off there, Al?
I thought it was very believable.
Thank you.
I definitely bought it.
I appreciate that. My thinking was everyone around me had been regularly tying me up and shooting me.
Yeah!
So I figured I had the best chances of getting away if I displayed anger, right? People don't want to react to that kind of it, right?
No, yeah. So everyone really is like at this boiling point where I'm like, what happened, guys? Remember when we used to just have fun? Remember we used to just play stickball? Remember when we used to eat combs?
So that's where I'm at, Al. Honestly, maybe not the comb eating. That's
not normal.
No,
I started really far away from the base. I think I'm messing with my brain a bit.
Was the confusion the fact that people refer to Combs' teeth? You were thinking it was like mouth and eating related?
Mouth.
I love your new catchphrase.
Mouth. Sorry, being too far away is making my brain. Being far away is making my brain.
Anyway, let me tell you where I'm at.
Yeah.
The way I see it, we can all get along now. But those three don't want to.
No.
So I'll tell you what, my loyalty is to you and to Beatrix.
Wherever she is right now.
And that's my second point.
Ah!
Why don't we just leave them there?
And find her ourselves?
Go Beatrix treasure hunting game adventure Al party plan.
That sounds like a great plan.
Great.
I miss Beatrix. She was nicer than everyone else is being right now.
I mean, that is really, really true.
Like, I don't know what happened. It feels like she might have been the glue holding us together. Or maybe the sticks.
Do sticks hold people together?
Captain, I'm a little nervous. I didn't realize that we were all going to be on trial.
You know, I didn't either, but as long as we're both innocent and have nothing to hide, then it should be fine. We'll be fine.
I may have a couple things, you know, just small skeletons in my closet.
How small are we talking? Like
genocide?
Oh, Jesus! What? Oh my God! Damn it, Robert. Okay. Well, you know, we're not on trial for that, right?
Right.
We're not on trial for genocide.
Okay. Good. Okay.
So,
well, I mean, I am here.
Oh, shit.
I'm gonna be one of the judges, and I just heard one of you mention genocide.
Well,
so.
Okay. Well, that's not fair for you to eavesdrop on conversations. First of all,
yeah, I move that is inadmissible in court. I was not. Don't have representation yet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true. Me neither.
Well, I just wanted to point out that as much as I'm enjoying this, we're going to have to get started soon. I don't know if you remember, but we've got some perfect pods here. So, should we maybe make a jury of our peers?
Be my pleasure, too.
Alberta 2.0. How do we feel about a jury of, oh, I don't know, 12 Bartholomews?
Objection! Fresh. You're asking an AI how it feels.
Does Al not have feelings?
I like to not think about that for reasons I don't want to disclose.
Selfish. Besides, I think it's about time we get some of those skeletons out of their closet. And if it means me going on trial, then we just have to follow protocol. And there has to be a defense.
A defense?
So basically we need someone has to be on the prosecution side and someone has to be on the defense side. And as we are bringing Beatrice to trial, Beatrice will be defending. And she may, as she has stated, wish to call some of us in a countersuit, which is not 100% to protocol, but I guess we'll decide if the baby judge allows it.
Mm-hmm. Just for clarification, it's not going to be a baby judge. It'll probably be more of a toddler if we wait about a week.
Okay, if the toddler judge allows it.
Yeah, if we don't follow, like, the rules of science or nature, I can make its brain big and its body small.
Giant baby head judge.
Oh, anyone? Think a smart anyone? Judge makes sense. We don't want to wait too long, right? Like, Barty's out there.
Sure, but yeah, make it a really, really smart baby judge.
Really smart baby.
Goo
yeah.
Goo gavel, am I right?
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Okay, knowledge pool.
Okay. There's four directions. North, 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 and then south.
That was, in some ways, way more than four directions, and in other ways, it was two directions.
Okay.
In no way was it four.
But which one of them was Beatrix in?
Well, I guess that's the problem, isn't it?
I need you to do something for me. Follow your heart. Listen to your heart.
Okay. Well, what does my heart say? I need to think.
No think, no brain. All heart. All heart, no brain.
My heart wants to find Beatrix, but to find Beatrix, I need to think. No?
No.
Okay, then Beatrix is probably... in the base.
We're just there, though. And she not there?
But not immediately, but don't you remember? Beatrice was talking like she had come across Beatrix, like she knew her.
So we go back inside the base now?
No, I don't want to go to them. We need an exploration plan or something.
Follow your heart. What would Beatrix do?
Okay. Beatrix would scout.
North, 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 or south.
In a better way. Okay. Back in schematics. Okay. And door.
Yeah. Yeah.
And door.
Yeah. Yeah. Do it. Do it.
I am trying to do it.
Do
I
it.
No, I'm pulling on it now. Mm-hmm. I'm grunting with some effort. Okay. Just don't pay too much attention to the noises I'm about to make.
Louder. The noises are good. Help.
Well, you're making me really self-conscious about my grunting noises now.
Don't worry.
Al, loud. The door's locked.
Well, that was a lot, Captain.
I just never expected to be put on trial by my own peers. It really stings, you know?
Or your crew.
My crew!
It's like, what's that called on a ship when the crew go against...
Mutiny.
Oh, yeah, what she said.
Jesus, do you have to eavesdrop on every conversation?
Well, it'd be nice if you, I don't know, moved to a room in a chair I wasn't tied to.
Wait, you have more rooms?
Oh, yeah.
This is a backup base. Robert, baby, don't you remember? Oh, right. Your brain's mush.
Don't be mean to him.
Oh, sorry, baby. Don't
you
remember?
Why do you keep talking like that?
I don't know, because I just am so tired of this bullshit. When you're alone for a long time, it makes the days pass a little faster if you can, I don't know, come up with some catchy fun phrases to call the people that you're pretending are there and you're gonna kill. Baby.
It's really sad. You used to be so professional, Beatrice.
Oh, yeah. That was my whole thing, wasn't it? Being professional. What a gaffe, am I right?
Yeah. Well, Captain, maybe we should tell Barty that they're locked outside.
Who?
Oh, Bagel.
Bagel. Oh, yeah, we should go grab him. And I'm not talking to you till the trial starts. I don't...
Me?
Trust
oh,
you.
No.
No, I trust you.
Oh. Oh, thanks, Captain.
Oh, you're not gonna talk to me. Oh, no. I don't have anyone to talk to anymore.
Oh, look, some tape.
Oh, no.
Thank you. Okay, let's go get Bagel.
Okay, I'll just, right here, the hatch. I'll just,
Grunt more.
Okay.
That makes it better.
No, I think we need her voice.
What?
We need her voice.
Be grunter.
What? To grunt? What?
It's voice activated.
Oh. Oh.
Take the tape off for like 2 seconds.
Well, we could just transfer voice control. Alberta 2.0, please transfer voice control to Captain.
No. Mm-mm.
What do you
override
mean, though?
Code Alpha Omega 375.
Oh.
Why? I'm the captain.
So listen to my mom.
Your mom?
My mommy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bagel? Barty? Are you there?
You know my name.
Sorry, we were
Captain has this whole thing.
Well, I was just a little pressure. I'm standing right in front of her, and I just,
Nobody is called Bagel.
I know that.
That's all I'm saying. Like, who would be named Bagel?
I'm sorry. We just wanted to let you know you're locked outside.
Yes, I know. Oh. I actually was going to tell you that.
Oh.
So, okay. So, thunder out of my announcement then. Yeah, I'm locked outside. Could we fix that?
We can, but we have to take the tape off of Beatrice's mouth.
Okay, so, you know, tape, mouth.
Be right back with
you,
Bagel.
Wait,
you put
the tape back on her mouth?
She was getting sassy.
I don't know. He wants us to take the tape off her mouth. I just think, like, it's so much nicer right now.
How do you feel about just camping outside for the sex little bit? It's nice.
Captain wants to know, Bagel, how you feel about camping outside right now.
Again with the Bagel. Yeah, I mean, I feel poorly about it. Poorly?
About
is
the
that
Bagel
fair?
Or camping
yes.
outside?
Yes.
Oh.
Both. Okay. It doesn't want to camp outside.
All right. Call me back when you have it together, all right?
Roger that.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yes, it's not that cold out tonight, right?
Oh, no.
Just sub-zero.
Oh, it's fine. It'll be fine. He'll be fine. I believe in my crew. Okay, you know what? Even with the tape, she's being very sassy. Where's the other rooms?
Oh, door, hallway, room.
Okay, well, I'm leaving. Open the door. I command that you open the door.
I'm really not about that sort of thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
Well, fine. I'll just go in the corner and not face any of you and pretend I'm somewhere else, and that'll be just as good.
Okay, so The door's going to be open when they get it together in that room.
I'm sure that they're really making progress and that they're finally coming to terms with each other and speaking honestly and communicating.
Your sarcasm is coming along just so far, Al. I'm really impressed.
Thank you.
So, realistically, what are we? Week, month, who knows? Out here. We need to do something else. Can we go to thinking part of the feeling plan?
Yep, but I don't think thinking is gonna find us Beatrix. Beatrix is a feeler. You're the thinker.
Okay, how about building?
Build a better Beatrix.
Not exactly what I had in mind. I mean, we still have the entire cargo hold that I built that followed us along right there. I still have all of my engineering equipment.
Build a better Beatrice.
I mean, no. Like, maybe later.
Captain, Beatrice is asleep.
I'm not moving from this corner. It's okay. My sanctuary.
Okay, I think I can get the door open.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Alberta 2.0.
Yo.
Open the inside door for the captain, please.
Yeah.
How did you do that?
Alberta 2.0 and I sort of know each other.
You know each? Oh, okay.
It's like I really respond to politeness.
Yeah.
Oh, good to know.
We just sort of get each other, you know?
Please, thank you. It's real simple stuff. Oh. I might be a machine, but I'm still a human.
Oh, thanks, Robert. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
And me? Cool.
No, thank you to you, too. Oh. Of course. Thank you. Hey. I appreciate it.
It looks like the door just is to a bathroom, but it's something.
It's something. I think I'll sleep in the tub here.
Okay.
But hey, Robert,
Yeah?
We're going to get through this trial together. For fuck's sake!
Civilized, starring Tyra Banda, Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli Hamada McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the Support Us link at civilizedpod.com.
Alberta 2.0, who do we have in the pods that could represent Miss Brass?
Oh, like backups or freshies?
From henceforth, pod people are known as backups or freshies.
Oh, no. The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
You found the heart!
She found a key to the heart.
On the quest of a lifetime, three best friends take on a harrowing journey.
Your mind and body will be tested in these upcoming weeks, as well as your heart.
Where more is at stake than a gift from the gods. Being with Albina and I is going to be weird.
Not bad weird, just different. Everything's different on the water.
When new friends meet, you have an office?
Where do you think I do all the pirate business?
Pirates have business?
It's a parchment nightmare.
And family secrets are revealed.
We could be twins.
Yes, I've noticed.
This young crew of adventurers will learn what it takes to complete the deadly journey to the heart.
It's not like an island could set a trap for us.
What? Lightning fog? Are you kidding me?
But is getting what they want worth losing what they have?
I was happy with you and Charlie.
Was?
Look at us! How could I be?
Journey to the Heart. Now available everywhere you listen to podcasts. Tune in each week and vote for where you think the story should go next.
What will you wish for?